Okay, well, this morning what I want to talk to you about really quickly, and what I want to do is I want to have like an interactive, so when the band is ready to come up, I want to have an interactive time. So there's going to be a little bit of movement. There's going to be, I didn't prepare anyone for this. I should have had Ralph and Evelyn just rang them, and I should have said, hey, you guys need to be here because we're going to focus a little bit on prophetic, on intercession, and we're going to do this really quickly. So, what I want to do is I want to teach you something this morning, but I don't want to focus on teaching. I want to focus on doing something. And that is, you know, when you get a prophetic word, praying into the prophetic words in your life. And so, how did you enjoy Mark DuPont? Was he good? Was anyone here last week? Was he, yeah? It was awesome? It was good? Good. All right. Well, you know, we've had a couple of... I hate to call, you know, we like to stir away from titles and that kind of stuff, you know, the apostles, the prophets, that kind of stuff. So we've had a couple of, you know, really solid, you know, track record breaking, if you want to say that, prophetic folks. We had Isabel with us this summer, I guess, just recently, and then we've had Mark. And so that was amazing. So guess what I'm doing today? I'm going to read you Isabel Allen's prophetic word. And then we've broken, actually, Sandra, by the way, works in our office as well. And this wonderful lady helps us incredibly a lot, very much. And I was on top of her daily. Did you get that word? Did you break it down? Did you send it here? Did you, you know, and so we've got this word, not just verbatim, but we've got it broken down. And so this is going to be a model for you as well to, you know, the words that you've been given in your life, to put motion to them. See, I love what Mark DuPont, and I don't think it's his saying, but what Mark says, you know, the prophetic is like a diving board into a pool of prayer. And I just love that. It's like a diving board into a pool of prayer. So, you know, you don't just get a prophetic word. You know, we're talking about individual prophetic words. You don't just, you know, okay, that's nice. You know, a lot of times, most of the time, they're conditional. And they're, you know, things that you want to put your prayer behind. And, you know, some things you need to shelf and say, well, I don't know about that one. It just doesn't really connect with my spirit. But maybe down the road it does. You know, maybe you'll be at another point. Or maybe, you know, you're going to miss it altogether if you don't start to pray about them. So let me read the word. It's a long word. And I think, see, this is what I've learned many, many years ago. And really we can only talk about our own experience. Really, because authority, we have authority in our own experience, don't we? We don't want to make it all, you know, the sweet by and by fluff, you know, just something out there, theoretical, just something. We want to, if we have authority when we've passed through things, we've experienced things, we know how we can talk about something. It works even in the natural. If you're an expert or a specialist in something, people are going to come to you and say, hey, give me your opinion on this. You know, what would you say? What cautions would you give me? What, you know that phrase, why reinvent the wheel? Well, if someone has done something, you don't want to reinvent things unless the Lord has taken you in a totally different direction. And of course, there's freedom in a lot of things. So, this prophetic word, although it's addressed at first to Naomi and I want to let you know it's your word. I give permission for you to take it for yourself if you're part of this congregation, part of this campus. It's your word, it's not my word, it's yours. What I was about to say was that I learned this many years ago because, you know, when I used to see, you know, with the outpouring in 94 in Toronto, I learned that there was many evangelists, itinerants, and, you know, and I did a little bit of itinerant work as well, but I had a full-time job, you know, as a manager, construction manager and demolitionist, and, you know, five children, and Naomi was a stay-home mom for most of our life together, growing, raising our children. And so I would see many personal friends, in fact, Curtis Hines, and a lot of folks, because, we had to carry this thing, Henry and Beth, you remember, we had to carry this thing for 14 years, nightly meetings, basically, every night in the nations and ministering to the nations. And so I would see a lot of people come in and say, hey, I just got back from, Nicaragua, and God is moving there. And I just got back, and, there was an outpouring in Cuba, believe it or not, And whatever they would share, I learned to take for myself, because I was a part. I sowed into them. We were of the same DNA. We were of the same church. When John came back and would share his stories, I said, Lord, with the measure you've given him, the measure of faith, bless him abundantly. It may not be the same measure, and I'm not going to be, striving to have what he has, because you've given him a certain measure and you've given me a certain measure. And so that's what Romans talks about, with whatever he's given you, he's only going to hold you accountable to what he's given you. But I was able to bless and to receive. So when John came back home, John and Carol, our founding pastors, came back with a blessing, I said, that's my blessing, because, they're receiving it. It flows downward. It's a flow. It's like a channel. It's just like a waterfall, even if you're using a lot of analogies there. But anyone could work if you cater it. But it was like an overflow. Whatever John got, I got. If you wanted it, it's conditional. If you hear me on this? And so this word is your word, in other words. It's a good long preface for the word. Let's get to it here. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the authority that is in this man. For, Father, you have established this man to be a father in this house. As a father in this land, this is a man of authority, a man of strength, and a man of greatness. For there is a boldness, and there are three lions within you. And a releasing of those three lions is coming forth, and you will arise. You will speak, and you will see the fire coming out of your mouth, and you will see jewels coming out of your mouth. And you will see a river flowing out of your mouth. For the Lord says, Son, I've gifted you with wisdom beyond your understanding, and I'm coming to release a gift of wisdom, and that impartation, that the jewels, that they will come out of your mouth, that will adorn many. It will be a necklace for many. It will be a crown for many. As you speak the wisdom I place within you, it will be a sign and a wonder, for the jewels will flow from you, and they will dress the people. And they will dress the church, and it will even dress the body of Christ. For the Lord has said, I have called you to be a man that brings those jewels to the bride. And the bride will become even wiser than she is today. For you will help her learn the wisdom of God. A woman of understanding, a bride of understanding, a bride of wisdom, and a bride of power and authority. The Lord says, I have placed an evangelistic anointing upon you. I have called you to be a harvester, and you will see the power of evangelism arise within you. For you yourself are a net. You yourself are a hook. You yourself are a tool to the fish to come and for the harvest to be released. The day of understanding for evangelism is coming for you. And the Lord says, Son, I will not have you doing it the way of man, but I'm going to give you strategy, and you will see the very throne room of heaven that is going to be very different, and it is going to be even challenged, a challenge for others. They will say, that doesn't work, but you will see the harvest that is going to come, and you will be a man of my will and bring the harvest of many boats in the land. For there are many empty boats that do not have the tools, but the Lord says, Son, I am giving you tools, and an impartation is coming for you, and it is going to take you to the place, and it's hard to put them in words, because this is verbatim, by the way. And anyhow, and that you will see where the harvest is ahead of time, and you will see where the provision is ahead of time, and you will see the signs, wonders brewing in heaven and releasing them on earth. You will walk as a man who only does what he sees the Father do. Your eyes will be open to see, and you will live in the realm of the seers, the realm of visitations, the realm of impartations. For you will be in the realm of the mysteries, of the realm of the answers, and you will be a man who releases the mysteries and the answers to the Lord, to the land. It's awesome. For the Lord says, Son, I am taking you to the strategy room of the kingdom place, and you will stand among those who have been set aside, for you are coming to a day of commissioning, and it is coming sooner than you think. For the Lord says, Son, you have given yourself to the task, you with your heart and you with your soul and with your mind, but your heart is fully to the task of God. The calling of God, you have paid the price, and you have both made many very strong decisions. You are a couple of determination. You are people of strength and wisdom. How do I get to the next page? Oh, there it is. Okay. Release an impartation into this house. For this is a well of signs and wonders, presence and power. My brother, the Lord is making you a man that is going to reach beyond what people will think is sane to reach for. You will break all boxes. You will break all mindsets. People will say, what is wrong with him? And then they will see the fruit of it. You will be criticized many times by the approach, you will be redeemed for when the result comes. For that, the endorsement comes from heaven. The Lord is going to make this place a place of breakthrough in the land. God is bringing a breakthrough over His church, all over the people who are in this church. You got to hear that. You got to take that. This is yours. God is bringing a breakthrough over this church. I want to just say hope over you. All over the people who are in this church, the Lord says, I am releasing breakthrough through every household in this place. You are going to receive impartation for breakthrough. You are going to receive impartation for freedom. For God is giving you an impartation like that, like what Samson had. And you will become a house and a place like Samson. You will set people free. And it will be you will be a people of power, supernatural, a power for freedom, for demons will flee. As people, let's just worship Him together, shall we? My buzzer is going off here. Father, I just thank You right now in the name of Jesus. I worship You and I give You praise. This congregation gives You praise. This congregation is Your congregation. There is no pastor here. Holy Spirit, You are the lead one. You direct everything in this place. We submit our wills to You. We're nameless and faceless in Your sight because You're the King, Father. You sit on Your throne, Jesus. Amen. I'm releasing breakthrough through every household in this place. You are going to receive impartation for breakthrough. You are going to receive impartation for freedom. For God is giving you, is giving you an impartation like what Samson had, and you will become a house and a place like Samson. You will set people free. It will be a people, it will be a people of power, supernatural, a power for freedom. For demons will flee as people come into this house. For the Lord says, demons will not be able to pass through the doors and to stand in the presence. You will see people manifesting in worship or even in announcements. People will manifest because it doesn't matter what you say or do. It is the presence. It is the anointing. It is the impartation that is here and the mandate for freedom, my brother. I just saw a mantle like Smith's Wigglesworth over you. And the Lord is releasing that anointing and that mantle over you in this house. And this house will carry that mantle. And the people here are going to walk in the authority just like Smith Wigglesworth once said, if the Spirit doesn't move, I move the Spirit. You will learn to move the Spirit You will learn to walk in step with the Spirit in such a way that you will walk into the realms where He walks, and He will inhabit the realms where you walk. And at a time, there will be a time that is going to be the same realm, and you will not even know the difference between what happens in the Spirit and what happens in the natural, because it will be so real to you that you will not know the difference. There is a release of finances coming to this house. I saw a release of supernatural finances. There will be signs and wonders where you are going to receive. There's going to become a sign. You're going to become a sign to the land, and the people from other cities are going to hear. And you are going to be an inspiration to other leaders to start and to say, that can happen to us, and God can do it to us, and He can do it for us. For the Lord says, I have also granted you strength of the oxen within you, and I'm going to make a people that will never be broken, and a people that can never ever be destroyed in any way. For the enemy has tried to come and bring destruction to many in this place. For the Lord says, I have been watching, and I have given him a set of length of time when he could come, and he can shake that house and could shake families and could shake individuals. But the Lord says, yesterday I have called it off. It ended yesterday on the calendar of heaven, and the calendar of heaven, it turned, and the enemy moved out last night. And the Lord says, today is a new day. Today is the day of trumpet. And it's a day of trumpeters. It's a day of trumpeters being released. And today is the day of the watchmen. I'm going to arise because there are watchmen in this house. The Spirit, the anointing, and the buzzing of Ezekiel in this house, and you are going to those men and women arising up. And the Lord says that you have Elijahs in this house, and that I'm going to call the Elijahs forth to be a people of understanding and for sight and for wisdom and impartation, for sight dwells within this place. And I'm going to release even an anointing for children to move into the kingdom of matter, into ministry. For the Lord says, I'm calling the young and the old together. And there's, that's like this afternoon. And there is going to be a harvest for the people in autumn of their lives. And they're going to come to this house. Make room for them. For I am raising a generation and an army. I am raising mighty men and women who think that there is no longer room for them, but they have waited for promise, for promises from the Lord. Says today the promises is coming to you. I just saw a ribbon being cut, and the Lord says, I have cut the ribbon. It wasn't a ribbon of integration, but it was a ribbon that was holding you back, keeping you back. It was like when you, like when they have those crime scene tapes around and no one can come in, and there's a restriction for only certain authorized people that can come in. And I saw the enemy has placed one around this church, and it has kept many from coming. But I saw a big cut out today, and the angels are removing it to let people know that this place is accessible again. We can come into this place. It is accessible. So in the name of Jesus, I bless that impartation that is coming on you, for the wells are opening up for you, because there is a release of wells coming on you. Dear, there's a very strong, solemn psalmist anointing coming for you. And I hear the Lord saying that it is going to release a new level of psalmist within you. Creative arts is going to arise in this house. Dancers will dance. The painters will paint. The writers will write. Worship, music. There's well of worship in here. And this is going to be different. There is a purity that you are going to release, dear. There is a purity within you for the presence of God, for the prophetic, for worship, and for all those things. Dear, there's a purity within you. You have allowed God to burn in you, and everything had to be burned. I saw you standing before the Lord and giving everything. You have made such commitments. And the Lord says, I have accepted the sacrifices that you've brought, and they have been good before me. For the Lord wants you to know that He has come to release the personal promises and the personal blessings that God has for you. About 6 months ago, the enemy was trying to hold you back like he did with Daniel. And then the angel came and released. And God has answered your deepest desires already. Promises have been released. The enemy has tried to discourage you, but the Lord says, today I'm going to deal with that and you will receive it. Expect and prepare for today. There is going to be a new rain coming for you. You are a woman of excellence. That the spirit of excellence is going to increase. For the Lord says, I place the excellence of Joseph and Daniel within you. And you are going to see the excellence of character and of heart. Excellence within the excellence outside. You are going to see increasing within. The Lord says, daughter, I am going to cause you to get rid of mediocrity, I guess, medium Christianity amongst you, amongst the people. But you will raise people to excellence. You will teach them to look to mountaintops because they have learned to walk with their sight on the ground. And even though they have heard that they can look up, they don't know how. They are afraid. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to teach you how to release them from that bondage. You are going to be a voice to the valleys and to the mountaintops. There will come a voice in the field and in the wilderness. For the Lord says, I have granted you an impartation of understanding for the heart of many, where you have a discernment within you that is very, very sharp. And you carry a discernment that is in you that is going to cause you to see things that even angels have not seen. But you will see them. But the Lord says that I am going to cause you to see some of the ugliness of the heart. And you will see the ugliness of the heart, the Lord says, daughter. I'm going to give you the tools to take that ugliness away and make them really pretty. I'm going to give you the ability to place a crown of beauty for ashes on many, and many will come. Because the prodigals are being called to this house, and there will be going to be released of prodigals from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And the trumpets are blowing again right now, and the prodigals are being called to this house, and you are going to be a place of refuge for the prodigals, to the scared ones, to those that have blown it and said, I have blown it, and did it even publicly. And the Lord says, this is a place of freedom and healing for them, and I have placed the charcoal of fire in this house, and the charcoal will bring restoration for many. Just like Peter was restored by Jesus in front of the charcoal fire, Jesus says, I am standing here to restore the dreams, the callings, the mandates of many. For many will pass through this house just to be restored back into their destiny and be sent out. So there will be a group of people that remain here with you, but the majority will come and go, and you will see a turning around. But do not be discouraged, people. Do not go out changed. You will go out changed, restored. The charcoal fire is here. The Lord has placed intercessors in this house, very strong intercessors. You are a captain in that rank, dear God. Dear, God is going to give you authority to raise many and to raise captains in that area, for the watchmen to arise and for the trumpeters to blow. And both you are going to walk in the land like Nehemiah did, and you are going to restore the walls of protection for the people, and you are going to teach them why the enemy, the devourer, has come in. And the Lord says, I am removing the devourer from your house. And this house as well, from your personal house and from this house. And I am going to give you understanding of how to stop him before he comes in. You are going to be a people of answers, not a people of questions. You are going to have answers and revelations to everything, anything. Anything that is hidden is going to be revealed to you, dear, like it was to Daniel. And the understanding of the ages will fall upon you, dear. People are going to want to hear what you have to say because it is going to be nutrition. It is going to be strength. It is going to be like a big complex that makes people strong and healthy again. You are here. You have the gift of healing in your hearts of many because you have the ability to kiss it and make it better. The ability to take the ouches away. God is going to bring many for that kiss, and you have for that supernatural touch that is going to make them happy again. And you will be a giver of happy places and happy hearts, and will come through you. There is a good well in this house. There is a great well in this house. And it is only a third full, but it is coming up very quickly. It is going to overtake you. So prepare for the well, for the releasing of the well, because it will blow in many, many directions. For God has filled this place with people who will carry the waters of that well. The waters that well are healing, refreshing, presence, and power. Those four impartations are here. Invest in them so that the well will grow and grow and grow. I see many people learning and students in this place. There's Timothy anointings in this place. And you are going to see Timothy's coming just to be trained and equipped and then go out. Bless Clarissa. Timothy, Timothy, Timothy. For many places are coming. And you will be the Pauls that will raise them up. And you will be the ones that position them in the places that God wants them. I just saw you catching arrows in the sky. And I heard you have words of knowledge within you. Let them flow through you. You can catch them quickly. You have to be quick and precise, but they will come. They are flowing. They are flowing all over. Look at them. Grab them. You have signs and wonders through words of knowledge. They will be greater strength within you, and you are going to see them in the kingdom places and in the marketplace. You will even be in the supermarkets, minding your own business, but your eyes will see the arrows. Pick them and move with them because God is going to call you to greatly impact those places in the marketplace. There's a marketplace anointing in this place for the business world to be released. God is going to bring many business people here to learn. Many will get saved. Some will come who have been saved, experienced the Father's love. They will come in, get saved, and God is going to send many of them. There will be even politicians who come in this place. In time, prepare for all these things. Think big. Think along these lines because God is going to bring people with governmental authority in the land in this house. You will serve them. You will raise them. You will equip them. But you are going to have to deal with those. There will be many times people who come with a stronghold of pride and arrogance in this house. You will have to contend with those things. So prepare. God will give you strategies. I saw you removing it from them, like taking the armor off someone's back. You're just taking it apart and bringing the person out that's underneath. People will look like wearing an Iron Man's costume, but there are things hidden inside, and you will learn to take it off to bring the person out of the cage that they are in, and it is the cage, impenetrable pride and arrogance that will come. For I saw Leviathan walking in the land. He will try to get in, but he will not be able to. Do not be afraid, for he cannot get in. There is a Leviathan in this land, and he wants to come in, but those that come in carrying some of the implants, you will disarm and set free. And I think there's more, but I think that's all I have here. So Father, I just thank you right now for this word, and I ask, Lord, we want to bless this word. In the name of Jesus, we want to pray through this word. We want to break it down. We want to put motion to it. So, Father, I ask right now that we would stand in your presence and we would see the fulfillment of many things, all the destiny that you have for each and every one of us individually, corporately. And, Father, we say yes and amen to your promises. Yes and amen to what you have. Father, I thank you for all that you have given us hope in. And so, Father, we have hope again, and we believe again, and we say yes and yes and yes again and again and again and again. Okay, well, let me just give you a little bit of an update just before we start to pray through this word really quickly, because I know we don't have too much time. But are you excited about this word?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. All right, so an update. We did put a bid on that building just because you didn't hear from me. You may have heard from Jonathan last week or before, but we did. We were one of the six bidders. They went with someone else. And that's fine. And now we are looking at another building. It came up on the market. There was a viewing on Friday. I didn't go. Pastor Steve went. And it's the schoolhouse, a King George schoolhouse in town. It's a historical building. So Naomi said, "Oh, you know." But anyways, it's historical. So there's a lot of implications with it. But you know, here's something though, guys. It may not be the one. It could be the one. I want you to know for sure there's a building coming, and have it in your heart, because God is going to be doing something great here, and He's going to reach all of Newmarket. I kind of was dreaming a bit with Naomi last night. Elizabeth, I was looking for you today. I'm so glad you're there. I was thinking you were there, but you're here. This is wonderful. Sir, I just thank you. Elizabeth, I'm glad you're here. You missed her too?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so I'm so glad I saw your face. We'll talk later. Anyhow, so that's how you get sidetracked. I mean, I know where I was going, but that made my day. I just saw Elizabeth here. Okay, so I was dreaming. We were dreaming. I was just throwing stuff out, and I think we're to birth the church. That's the mandate. The church, the body of Christ. There's going to be an explosion here. I believe it in my heart. We believe it in our spirit. We're praying, and we're going to pray and continue to pray. But also, there might be a cultural center, too. There could be, our church could be an arts center, I think. It could be a dance center. I started to believe about doing art for handicapped children. You know, I started looking at the plans of Newmarket. There's a 20-year plan. It's a huge plan. And there's money to be given away. And I thought, wow, that doesn't need to be the focus. But I think it's endless what the Lord wants to do in Newmarket, in our church for some reason. Could be a lot of things. Like maybe we're just, you know, once we have the building, we give it to... There's about seven teachers in this church. You know, I have Michelle. I don't know if she. I saw her earlier. There's, you know, there's Carol. There's, you know, there's. I counted seven just teachers, in the teaching. Tammy, yeah, in the profession, and I counted artists, and businessmen. And I started thinking, wow, you know, there's something that God's, you know, networking together, and it's just we need the eyes to see, and so. If God gave us that building, if He gave it to us, I think it's too small. Naomi thinks it's too small, but anyways, I mean, it could be another building. I don't know, but I know it's coming soon. And if it's not this building itself, I mean, I'm going to believe for great things too. But there's something about visibility. There's something about location. There's something God has it, and people are behind us. Catch the Fire. It's Catch the Fire's building. But we have ownership of it. And so, you know, we're the kind of managers of that Catch the Fire's building, which is wonderful. And so, I don't know. Could you see us saying, well, Tuesday night, You know, I just want you to dream a little bit. Say, well, the city will install an elevator because handicapped people will need to get to their art class, which is from 7 to 9. And we've got people like Amy Taylor, you know, helping them draw or something, or Evelyn Vanderlyn. Like, don't limit yourself. That's okay, let's start to pray. All right, guys, let's worship together. I'm going to start to pray here about some of this word. Release wisdom beyond your understanding. Father, I just ask for wisdom of boldness, the three lions to be released in this place, Lord, in Jesus' name. Even those who aren't here this week, those who are away on the cottage or on holidays, Father, release boldness upon them right now in the name of Jesus. You guys can stand because we're just going to close. Father, I ask the lions to be released in this place. Fire the jewels, Lord, the jewels that were all over people, the embroidery. Father, release that, the jewels upon each and every one in this place, Father. Father, let them take it, Lord. The jewels that adorn the bride of Christ. Father, the jewels. Father, we are the bride, and we come, and we want to adore in Jesus, Lord, with these jewels that you've given us, these gifts. Father, I ask for evangelism anointing to increase upon each and every. Just put your hands out, and you know, this is your evangelism. This is your anointing of evangelism, and just receive it. Some of you, it's going to come right upon you, right on you. You can feel it physically, like a fire or a tingling or something. Father, I release evangelism and anointing upon the harvesters in this place. Let it come, Lord. Understanding, strategy, wisdom on how to evangelize. Father, it's not going to be full of pressure and this and that. Father, it's going to come. There's going to be a provision. Father, you're going to gift, and you're going to use us with your gifting in many ways. Father, I ask right now that there would be a release of mysteries, of revelation, of impartation. Father, seer's anointing upon this place. The prophetic team would rise up. I bless Uda, Father. I just bless so many, Father, who come. Jim Vandertorn, I bless them, Lord. And Jenny, and all those ones, Lord, who see this place as their house. And I ask for an increase in impartation. Visitations in the night, Lord. Godly visitations, angelic visitations, Lord, to rest upon this place. Strategies, just Father, just like you changed King Saul in an instant, Lord. I pray that a change would be in our hearts, and Father, no more burdens upon our hearts. Heaviness, we lift heaviness off us, Lord. Father, I lift the heaviness, Father, of all I have and all that that overwhelms me in frustration, Lord. I ask that to be lifted off me, Lord, right now. In the worries and the cares of my family, and are they going to be okay? And household salvation, Father, and all those kinds of things. And Father, will they raise up to be men and women of God? Will they be taking their position, and will they move into their destiny? Father, help them to avoid all the heartaches. I know some of it pain they have to go through to be who you want them to be and to have a great understanding. But Father, I pray for my children. I pray for the children in this church. Lord, bless them abundantly. I pray for children's workers and people that will help to raise up children in this place. Father, I ask for volunteers to come in to serve, Lord. I pray for that they would be blessed incredibly, Lord, that they would receive. Oh, Shandarabakanda. Strategy, Lord. We pray for the strategists right now in Jesus' name. The strategists in Jesus' name. Let's just worship a little bit, and then we're just going to pray again some more of the prayer. Just be a little bit spontaneous here. Holy Spirit, come.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise.
Let it rise, Lord. Lord, let it rise.
Oh, let it rise. oh, oh, let it rise.
Increase, anointing, impartation, increase, increase.
Oh, let it rise. Oh, 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 let it rise.
Let the evangelist rise in this house.
Let the glory of the Lord
rise up.
Rise. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord. Rise, let the glory, of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise in this room. Oh, 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 let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, oh, let it rise.
Father, the triple anointing in this house rise. Signs and wonders, yes, presence and power. Let it rise, Lord. Let it come to the new level, Lord. Let impartation flow in this house, Lord. I asked, Father, that Shunda, breakthrough anointing, the breakthrough that Isabel talked about, the breakthrough that's upon this house, that breakthrough, the breaker anointing to rise, breakthrough for freedom, for demons not to pass through this house, or they can pass through this house, but they can't remain. Father, I ask for a heavenly watch upon this place, angelic beings in each corner. Father, I ask for breakthrough. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Let it rise. Let the breakthrough rise, Lord. Father, we get on our knees. I can see people on their knees praying for breakthrough. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Father, we don't want to control, but we want to see breakthrough. We want to see your will, your kingdom come, your will be done upon this place. Father, we ask for your will to be done. I think we need to just take someone's hand. Let's pray a prayer of unity and faith together. Unity. We pray for breakthrough. Let it come. Yeah. Lord, you're unifying your bride. You're adoring your bride. There's a unity that's coming. A release of supernatural finances. Anyone lacking in finances, we're asking for the breakthrough. Let your spirit soar. Some the Lord is taking to heavenly places. Some your spirit is rising up. I feel that the spirit is rising up. Father, let the anointing flow. Supernatural finances. People will hear and inspire. Leaders will be raised up in a mighty and powerful way. Yes, Lord. Brokenness. Brokenness, the repairer of brokenness, the destroyer in our lives flees in the name of Jesus. Physical health, I pray for physical health upon this house. Anyone who has illness upon their body, I ask right now, Lord, that you would bring a restoration in their physical being right now. Impartation. Blow that wind of impartation right now. Blow it now, Lord. Blow it now, Lord. Receive it. Receive healing in your body. Diabetes goes in the name of Jesus. Blow it right out, Lord. Diabetes leaves. Arthritic pain goes right now. Joints are healed right now. There's movement in joints right now. Father, we ask for that anointing to be upon each and every one. Hands, the hands that we lay hands on people and they will recover. They will be healed. They will recover. They will be healed emotionally, spiritually, physically, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the breakthrough of the Lord rise among us. Breakthrough. Let the breakthrough of the Lord rise. Let the breakthrough. Let the breakthrough of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Yes, O Lord. Oh, let it rise.
Let the breakthrough.
Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise.
The psalmist anointing upon this place. We bless Don and Kathy and their teams. We bless April and Craig, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless Robin and them. Father, we bless, oh, Lord, each and every one that raises up. Oh, Shandarav, in worship, Lord. Each and every one. Creative arts, the dancers, the flaggers, the banners, the painters, the writers, the worship.
Let the anointing of the Lord rise among us. Let the anointing of the Lord rise among us. Let the anointing of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. Oh Lord. Oh, let it rise. Oh, oh, let it rise. Yes, oh God. Oh, let it rise. Oh, oh, let it rise.
I just want to open it up to some spontaneous stuff here. Anyone has a song, just come on up. Any prayer they want to pray through, just come quickly. If something's burning in your heart, just want you to speak it out and declare it. Father, call forth those that you have to speak forth your word. Anyone has something burning in their heart?
I had a picture earlier. I'm praying about the land and how this is going to be a central place. And I saw the immediately taken a bird's eye view over what I knew was Newmarket in the area, but it was way beyond the city. It was where fields were. And I saw a ring of what looked like hydro towers, you know, the big ones. But that hydro tower ring was this church's influence. It's been extended to that level. And what happens? I saw something crawling, trying to try to get through. It was like the demonic trying to come in. And as soon as they came into the ring, they were like slammed down like a mousetrap. And what the Lord is saying is that you're going to see the as you move into that realm, the land will be cleansed by the stuff that can go on through here. And there will be things in this region that are not present that are outside. And so that's a promise to you know, as you press into that, he will cause things that all through the land will not be here.
If anyone else, I'm just going to pray into that a little bit. Father, there's something about this land. I know that some come from the Sutton area, some come from Keswick or wherever, Lord. But there's something about Newmarket and this land being strategic, this location being strategic in the spiritual realm, Lord. And so, Father, we ask for a restoration of the brokenness in this land. And we speak to the land and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Where there was bitterness, where there was hatred in this land, where there was injustice, we ask, Lord, forgive us, Lord. as representatives. And we stand in the gap for this land and we say, Father, let there be an increase in Jesus' name. An increase in Jesus' name.
This morning when we were, I was listening to the word and the land kept coming back, and being here in this city since 1997, there was one day in this very sanctuary where I saw in a vision the Lord giving us the keys to the city, and there was a rampart of soldiers marching forward to the gates of the city, and the gates to Newmarket opened wide, and the army came through, and that was us. And when we prayed over the land, Newmarket was originally the place where all the Indian peoples came together, and they had to leave their weapons and their warriors and all their differences aside, because Newmarket was a place of peace. Newmarket was a place of freedom. And Newmarket was a place of the gathering of the peoples of the land. That was 200 years ago. And I believe the Lord is saying that this is a time for the land to be restored to His people and to His kingdom. And He has raised up soldiers. The Lord says it is not by consequence nor by your own planning that I have placed in this body those who have gone through the fire, those who have gone through the water, and those who have gone through great trials, because in the pruning of His vineyard comes fruit. And out of the pruning of that vineyard comes fruit that will remain. And out of the pruning of the trees and the arbors, there will be mighty oaks by the temples of the courts of the Lord. And this is a season of my restoration, says Father. This is a season of the gathering of the peoples, because I'm calling them from nations and nations and nations to come to this place. It is no accident that you will see housing developments just mushrooming. He says, because I've called the people to this place. I have anointed the land, and I am raising up a body who will stand and will march forward. From the leaders to those who wash the streets, to the marketplace businesses where my historical people who prayed and fasted 100 years ago that brought revival to this town. And I restore the repair of the breaches. And I am the repairer of those things that have been taken down. And this is the day the Lord says that I am doing this. And it is now declared. And Father says, when you declare my word, you shall see it come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else have anything, or we're going to just bring it to a close? Father, I thank you for each and every one here today. Father, I thank you for those who are not here. And Father, I ask that you would bring rest, peace, joy. Bring your heart to us, Lord. Father, we ask that we just have an amazing day together for those who are gathering together at Fairy Lake. Father, I ask that your presence and your love would be with us in a mighty and powerful way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, have an amazing week.